Welcome to the NFT Update Podcast with your hosts, KJ and Zach, co-founders of the Side Ducks NFT Project. We're here to chat with other awesome NFT projects and experts that share a passion for the space. We're sharing insights for NFT collectors, creators, and artists, no matter if you're on Ethereum, Solana, or Cardano. Whether you're new to the space or you're a veteran minter, this podcast is for you. Tune in regularly so you don't miss out on the latest and greatest trends and topics in the NFT space. You're listening to the NFT Update.
Welcome to the NFT Update podcast Twitter space. We'll be recording this and posting as a podcast, so don't worry in case you want to listen to it again or share with your family and friends. But let's jump right into it. So the Infungibles, let's just start with the basics. What exactly is the Infungibles project?
So the Infungibles, at its heart, it's more than just a set of NFTs. It's a game. It's a role-playing game, an old-school RPG, like many of us have played in the past. And we sell NFTs. We've got a series of 7,777 NFTs coming out. But those are characters in our game. And you, unlike most games, you'll actually be able to take these characters when you come into the game, you'll be able to skin them with one of your own NFTs and put them inside what we call a metaverse mecha. It's kind of what my profile pic looks like. And undervalued NFTs next to me, he's got one too. Or maybe he's further down, I'm not sure. But so in our game, you can play with your own NFT. It's like a lot of RPGs. You go through missions, there's boss fights, you level up over time, you have skill points that you allocate. And you buy powers and items and things like that. All of that with the primary purpose of being able to beat other players in our arena. And so you go into the arena and you battle other players and someone comes out ahead. And then we're going to have tournaments as well on a twice weekly basis. And the winners of those tournaments are actually going to win soul. We have a community wallet that comes out of our resale royalties that's going to be paid directly back to players who win tournaments of different types. We have League Wars, we have one-on-one tournaments of different types, and there's tournaments for users at different levels as well. So yeah, we've got a game that you can play your own NFTs in. And we're really hoping that we're leveraging Solana NFT community power. So we want people of different NFTs to kind of band together in our game, form leagues, fight against each other, create rivalries, talk smack, that kind of thing.
And that's awesome. Pretty much as an NFT holder that's compatible with your platform, is tournaments really the primary way for them to earn soul?
Yeah, that's going to be the primary way in the game. But we are going to have some other mechanisms for people that maybe, you know, aren't the best fighters or don't have those kinds of builds, but still like to play. We're going to have random giveaways for people who for just leveling up, for people who sort of earn a lot of XP in a day. That kind of thing. So there's different styles of play in an RPG. And if you're just a person who likes to collect things or clean things up or check boxes, there'll be ways to earn Solana that way too. But most of it's going to go back to tournament winners.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I laughed when you said people that aren't very good because I was just playing earlier and I got my butt kicked. So good to know there. And I was very impressed when I was reading through your website prior to, you know, locking down the partnership with you. I saw that you have extensive experience with game development. Can you just highlight some of that, please?
Yeah, I co-founded a game studio about, I don't even want to think about how many years ago, but 13 years ago or so. We got in early with Facebook Games when that was first launching. And we built games kind of like this, browser-based RPGs. And we had a company that did well and grew really quickly. I was actually just talking to my co-founder right before I got on this call. I haven't chatted with him in a while. He wants to get into the Solana space also. But yeah, so we grew quickly and we sold that studio to EA after about 2 years of founding it. And I stuck with them a while and they ended up making, they're still around and have done really well with a game called Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I just heard that thing's made about 900 million at this point. So yeah, I go back a ways with games, but I haven't been into them for the last sort of 5 or 6 years. So, you know, this is kind of a coming back into it for me, and I'm having a great time with it.
Awesome. And what kind of inspired you personally to kind of create this game for like the Solana blockchain and utilizing NFTs in particular?
So we originally came in, it was actually just a superhero themed RPG. And this is a lot of old code base that's been used in web-based games. for a long time. I got together with somebody I used to work with at my old studio, and we thought NFTs were going to be great for games. And we liked the idea of play to earn. We liked the control that it gives to players. So that's why we came into the Solana space with this game, and why I was attracted to kind of bringing this into NFTs. But once we got here, there was so much noise and so many people rushing in. A lot of people had come in a month before us just with the promise of a game, made millions on their mint, and they still don't have a game. We had this game. We were like kind of finishing it up to convert it to NFTs, and we were a little too late for that gold rush. And I had a hard time getting attention. You know, we're sitting there with a couple hundred followers on Twitter, and we didn't know if it was going to work. And then I had the idea. I actually like looked at what BitBrawl was doing with letting other NFT partners come in. And I said, you know, maybe that can be done in our game. And that's where we came up with these metaverse mechas. And that really was the thing that started to get us traction and get us some attention. People like the idea of playing their NFTs in a game. It gives utility to the NFT. They have a real strong identity with these communities they're in. So that's what it was. And we quickly realized that our strength with these little games that we had made in the past was the in-game communities. We create strong rivalries. We create strong affinity with the leagues that we created. And NFT communities are just kind of made for that. It's almost an automatic team that you're on when you come into the game.
Yeah, no, I think that was a brilliant idea to partner up and find a way to engage other communities. I think at Psyduck, we learned that as well when we really got a large chunk of our Twitter growth when we started doing like collabs and collab giveaways and things like that. And that seems to be the most effective way to do it, since, you know, Twitter ads and other things don't really work too well. But on the topic of integrating other NFT projects into your game, you mentioned on the website having special bonuses for the other projects. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, you know, as you build a character in our game, you can equip it with different items and different superpowers and things like that that give it more attack or defense or movement points. And so what we decided to do in order to reward partners for us are really just NFT projects that help us get out the word. So it's really easy. They just have to tweet about it and do a Discord message. But we decided that in order to reward those partners and create an incentive for them to partner up with us, we would give those NFTs an arena bonus in the game. So it's kind of like equipping another item. And some of these are going to be pretty powerful. They're going to have extra life points or extra dodge points or extra chance at double damage, things like that. And every NFT partner project is going to have a unique one. They're all going to be a little bit different. They will be of equal power, theoretically. It's kind of a rock, paper, scissors thing. So some might have better chance against others with a technological core. Some might have more of a supernatural buff, you know. So there's different strategies associated with the different NFTs. You'll be able to swap out the NFTs too. So a lot of people might have NFTs from more than one of our partner projects, and they might want to swap them out depending on who they're attacking or fighting at the time.
Definitely, definitely. And can you just describe from your own kind of words the gameplay that holders of NFTs can kind of expect? I know you kind of mentioned it has that retro feel. I think for me personally, it reminds me of Mortal Kombat, but just wanted to hear your thoughts and your inspiration behind it.
Yeah, so this is it's a retro browser-based game. So it's going to be, this is not a button masher. This is not a game where like you don't have to be good at video games to play this. It's a little bit more of a board game and a strategy game as you're building your character. You're making choices, you're clicking boxes, you're equipping things and unequipping them. And then when you go into the arena, you decide who you're going to attack, and then you can equip and unequip different things based on, you know, what you think they're holding and how they're built. And then basically when you attack them, the battles are automatic. So you watch them play out based on all the choices that you've made. So it's a bit like watching a short movie and rooting for your side to win.
And from what I know, you're just kind of pretty much done with the game. You're kind of doing some checks on the testing to make sure everything's good to go. When will it kind of be available for the broader audience to be able to start connecting and actually playing?
So the full game, we plan to release right after the mint, which is January 25th. We don't want that to slip at all. If it does, it would only be a day or so, you know, last minute stuff. But we do have a live demo right now that's going. We're running back-to-back demo tournaments all the way through to our mint. So anyone can go to our Twitter or Discord. You can find a link there somewhere to sign up for a demo password.
and we can get you into the demo. And the demo is, there's more luck involved with it. Everybody goes into that demo tournament with the exact same build. They all have the same points, basically. So there's luck when you're attacking somebody else, but you get to see what the battles are like. So that's going until the mint. And after the mint, we release the full game. When we release the full game, you're going to have one of our Infungibles NFTs to play. And then if you can play with that superhero NFT, or you can skin it as a mecha and use one of your own NFTs in it. And if you have a partner NFT, then like the Psyduck, then you'll be able to get the Psyduck bonus, for instance.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm stoked for that. I'll definitely be minting a few. And then, so Zach, any questions from you? Because I think I'm good. I think I got all my questions answered.
Yeah, no, I'm really interested in the game. I want to get in the demo. I saw you guys are giving out those passwords in there. I was just kind of curious a little bit more about your background. I know you said you were a Facebook group bought by EA.
Yeah, we had a company Click Nation.
Okay, yeah, so I think I'm familiar with that. Bought by EA and renamed into BioWare, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they were called BioWare Sacramento for a while, and they're called EA Capital Games right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just kind of interested in that. I saw your profile says former BioWare devs, and I know that's a pretty huge gaming studio, so caught my attention there.
Yeah, BioWare sort of has more sort of gamer cred than EA in general, so I thought that's sort of a better name to drop.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Yeah, I'm really excited about this partnership. Excited to get in that demo. I know I've actually had a few questions from our community asking how to get in, so I'm glad that you shared that with us.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just looking through our chat just to make sure there isn't any questions from our community, and I will open it up to those that have any questions that are listening. I see a pretty good group. So if anyone is interested in coming on up to the Twitter Space stage, please don't hesitate. Please just request, and we'll be happy to bring you up here.
I can mention one other thing I forgot to mention, which is the fact that our NFTs are going to be resellable on the open marketplace with updated metadata that shows the user's level and everything they've acquired in the game and their experience level and all of that. So if you have a pretty powerful character that can win tournaments and when sold in the game, that will be visible in the metadata. And in theory, that should very much influence the sales price. Not aware of another game out there that's doing that yet.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So we do have a couple of people that requested. Let's start with the Bullish Trader.
Yeah, what's up, guys? So first of all, I never got a chance to congratulate y'all Psyducks. I mean, y'all killed that mint. So let's first of all say that. You guys
are awesome. Thank you so
much. And then second of all, I just want to ask, so the game that you're doing, right? So we have to, now you would participate in that game prior to mint in order to get... So just explain that a little more to me again, just so I can understand a little better. I understand like the game and all that, but what does the game prior to mint do for those playing it into the mint?
Okay, so the demo tournaments are just to give people an idea that what the game plays like. It lets you know that we do have a real game and that these are what our battles look like. And we're also giving away soul to the top, I think, six. We're dividing up some soul prizes. We're giving away some Infungibles NFTs to the top people on the leaderboards as well. We're actually giving away a bunch of whitelist spots to people who fight their way up through the leaderboards. So it's kind of a way for us both to demo what the game's like and to give away some stuff and build community on the way. People like to talk about what's going on in the demo tournaments in our Discord, and it kind of helps to just sort of spark things. It gives people things to tweet about, stuff like that. But what's going on in the demo tournaments won't have anything to do with the real game once it launches.
Okay. I'm sorry, question. Yeah, I'm very intrigued, man. I like it's something different. It's different.
Yeah, I'm not aware of anything else out there quite like this right now. We think we're the first ones to do this. We're pretty sure won't be the last to let you bring in other NFTs like this, but it's kind of fun to be playing around with something new like this. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for the question. So I see a Psyduck member up. Why don't you go ahead? You should have privileges.
Thanks. Quick question about the game. So I played the demo this week. So, and I'm just curious how like wins sort of calculated, you know, it's like you push the button and then you don't know whether you're going to win or lose. Sometimes you win like three in a row and then kind of you lose two in a row. Is it like probability based?
Yeah. So right now in this demo, everyone comes in with the same number of points. So you all have an equal number of attack points, an equal number of defense points, an equal number of movement points, and so on. So it's basically a random number generator in this. Now, once you get into the real game, the number of points you have will be based on the things that you choose in the game, how you allocate your skill points, which powers you get, which items you equip. You can do a build that's very much a dodger or a really hard hitter. So you can choose your own strategy in the game once you're in the actual game. But here, everybody has an equal build. It's like the roll of the dice every time.
Okay, got it. Does it matter what character you choose in the demo? So let's say I have like multiple NFTs, right? So you like have multiple options. And I believe your like heroes can have different powers like magic, I think technological, mental. If I understand correctly at this point of time, it really doesn't matter. So you just pick one and play, right?
That is correct. A lot of people think it matters right now. They're trying to figure it out, but there's no difference in the cores you have or the NFTs you choose or the mechas. And we actually don't have the mechas yet in the game, but we may add that because that's actually kind of an interesting extra layer, especially if you could switch it out. So we're thinking about that one right now. Probably be something we would add after the mint.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Sure.
Awesome. Great questions, Justin.
All right. So with Infungibles being able to transfer like the metadata in order to be able to resell your character, now, if you had multiple like mints and multiple different characters, what's the benefit of having multiple characters since the metadata kind of is tied to each individual character, correct?
Yeah. So the metadata is tied to your underlying Infungible NFT. So you can swap out the mecha and you can swap out the NFT that you're using inside the mecha as you go through the game, depending on how you want to take advantage of different NFTs as you're fighting, or maybe just like the look of different ones. But everything that you progress through the game, all the things that you acquire and experience and everything, that all ties back to your underlying Infungible. Now, you may want to have more than one Infungible if you want to have two different game characters with different builds. Maybe you want one build that's really strong in one way, and then you want another character with another build that's really strong in another way. And there's nothing to stop you from, for instance, having multiple characters and putting them all into the same league and fighting in league tournaments together. You could have, I mean, hey, if you want to go big, you could have 8 different meerkats, and you could try to like take a league tournament with all meerkats. And we think the prizes for that are going to be pretty substantial because the league tournaments are not every week. They're just going to be every now and then.
Okay, and that's pretty cool. And so with the different partners and everything that you have, literally when you go to, if you were going to have a mecha and you were going to swap in one of the partners and NFTs into that mecha, at that point, do you get the bonus? And then I guess if you would then switch it out to another NFT that's not a partner of the Infungibles, you would then lose that bonus?
Yeah, so if you're using a partner NFT, you have the bonus while that NFT is in the mecha. And then as soon as you swap it out for something else, it changes.
All right, awesome. I appreciate the question. I'm definitely stoked for this to get off the ground on the 25th.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, and we actually have a question from our community wondering about any whitelist spots.
Yeah, so we weren't automatically giving out whitelist spots to our partner communities in the beginning, simply because I hadn't thought of it. But someone asked, and I said, wow, why haven't I been doing this the whole time? So our plan is to go back and give all of you guys a form that you can fill out with a certain number of whitelist spots for each community, kind of based on your size. So we will be approaching you guys, and it's something that you can give away however you want. You can just sort of give it to all comers in the Discord, or you could give it away as prizes on your game night or whatever you guys want. Yeah. So the Psyducks will have some whitelist spots, and we look forward to getting those to you guys.
Awesome. Stoked for that. I know our community will enjoy that. Awesome. All right. Not seeing anything else. So thank you so much for your time. Super excited for January 25th, correct? Yeah. January 25th. I look forward to minting a few of these. So stoked for that. So thank you so much.
Great. And I want to say congrats on your mint too. You guys killed it. That thing was crazy. It's been a long time since someone go that fast. So well done.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was badass, man. Y'all have a good night, man.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, take care, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the NFT Update Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter at NFT Update Pod. If you're interested in the PsyDucks NFT collection, please visit our website at PsyDucks.com. Please consider recommending us to your family and friends. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on the latest episodes. We post regularly on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.